This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated from the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. And President Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly coronavirus.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
The Hubei Health Commission reported 82 more deaths and 2,841 new cases in the province Friday alone. That takes a total in mainland China to more than 700 deaths and 34,000 infections. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the virus. Reuters' Beth Timmons has more details.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said that he wants to deliver an ambitious trade deal with Japan after meeting with counterpart on Saturday. During the meeting, it was requested by the Japanese official that Britain lift any